So could I have your attention, please? So I'd just like to have your attention. Please continue eating your lunch. We have two guests who would like to, we've invited to make some brief remarks. And the first is the parliamentary secretary to the minister. And secondly is the CEO of BC Assessment. So I'm going to start by introducing Linda Reimer. She's the MLA for Port Moody, Coquitlam, and parliamentary secretary to the Minister of Community, Sport and Cultural Development, who brings greetings from the province. The ministry has been one of the strongest supporters of LGLA since the inception. They're one of the founding members. Just digress for a minute and remind, and maybe news to some of you, on the occasion of the UBCM's 100th anniversary, the Premier provided an endowment of $1 million to the LGLA and continues to support events like this. So pleased that MLA Reimer is here today and invite her to make some remarks. Come on up.
Thanks very much, Richard. I'm delighted to be here today on the traditional territory of the Coast Salish people to speak to you on your local government leadership academy. I bring greetings from my colleague and my friend, the Honourable Coralie Oakes, Minister of Community, Sport and Cultural Development. On behalf of Minister Oakes and on behalf of our Premier, Christy Clark, I want to offer all of you congratulations to all of you who won election and in many cases re-election in last November's local government elections in BC. It's hard to believe that we're already into 2015, and I'm referring to last November. I'm very proud to say that I served two terms as a councillor with the City of Coquitlam, and my public service is grounded in local government. As many of you will find out if you haven't already, serving the public is incredibly satisfying. And in fact, assisting constituents to resolve their issues and concerns at the local level is probably one of the most rewarding aspects of your job. I'm always reminded of a constituent that I assisted many years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago. And to this very day, I run into him often in Port Moody, and he just beams when I see him. He shakes my hand, and it's a feeling like none other when you're able to assist people and families. And I hope that each and every one of you in our room today has the opportunity to experience that. I do know and remember very well what it's like starting out as a newly elected representative in local government. I remember the huge, thick binders. I remember all the acronyms that you all have to learn. We have acronyms in provincial government, too, and that was always a great challenge. But it's such an exciting time for all of you. You have lots of optimism and hope and possibility, and you're on a very steep learning curve, and I would suggest to you that you probably will be for at least a year. But we find in our lives that there's always something to learn regardless, but I do know that you're on a steep learning curve. In that regard, I think that you're all very fortunate to have this resource of the Local Government Leadership Academy. The LGLA is presenting these seminars to help elected officials and local government staff serve your constituents and your public successfully. The LGLA elected official seminars represent a great educational opportunity, a very pragmatic, useful experience early in your term. But I do want to tell you that it's really important for all the newly elected officials to come back and to take this again, because when you come back in another year, everything that you learn will have a greater context and you'll have a better understanding of the basics. So I encourage you all to do that. I want to thank the Local Government Leadership Academy's board and staff for supporting local government excellence in British Columbia. As Richard mentioned, the province of BC is proud to support the LGLA. We provided $1 million back in 2006 to help found the academy, and this year have contributed about $35,000 for these sessions that you are taking here this year. The LGA can help you serve your communities to the best of your ability, and I just want to say that you will find over your 4 years, it may seem like you have a long term ahead of you, but these 4 years will go by very quickly. If you haven't already discovered what your passion is, I know that each and every one of you will have different passions, and you will experience those passions over the coming term, and I wish you all the very best as you serve the public. Thank you.
So thank you, MLA Reimer. She has an appointment downtown, and the traffic is always unpredictable. You could be downtown in 15 minutes. You could be downtown at 1:30. Okay, thanks very much for coming. So now I'd like to introduce Connie Fair, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the BC Assessment Authority. I think I've mentioned to the small communities group that BC Assessment is a very good sponsor, supporter of the LGLA. They've got a booth out here. If you haven't gone to the booth, invite you to do that. But beyond that, and you'll hear some more this afternoon, local government has a very, very close relationship in terms of the working relationships between municipalities and regional districts and what we do in the taxation field and what BC Assessment does in terms of providing us the tax roll. So please give a warm welcome to Connie Fair.
Thank you, Richard. And thank you, everyone, for giving me an opportunity to address you today. And I also want to thank you all, those of you who are newly elected and people that are returning. You do a really, really important job, and it's a tough job, and I know that, and I appreciate what you do for all of the communities that you serve. So who is BC Assessment and why should you care? As Richard mentioned, we have a really, really close partnership with local governments. Our job is really to give you a reliable, accurate tax base that to which you can apply the property tax rate to raise revenue to provide all the important services in your local communities. So, you know, it's more than kind of a customer service provider relationship. It really is a partnership because the quality of the job that we do is a function of the quality of our relationship with you. There is so much information that passes back and forth between us that the better relationship we have, the better job we can do for you. So, The quality of the product that we provide to you is really a function of the quality of the information that we have. And so getting accurate information is not a really easy job for us. There are 2 million properties on the assessment roll across the province. We have 650 staff at BC Assessment that take care of producing that assessment roll. And just to give you some perspective on that, when we were created as a Crown Corporation 40 years ago, 1974, the very first assessment roll that we produced, which was literally exactly 40 years ago, January, had 879,000 properties on it. And we had 700 staff. So we've now gone to 2,650,000 staff. So we're 2.5 times the volume that we had 40 years ago with less staff. And how we do that is really through leveraging technology. So if you looked at our organization, you said, what are the two main ingredients? It's really the people and the technology. And that's what we use to do our work. And in terms of the assessment roll itself, it has a total value of over $1.2 trillion. Just to give you a perspective of what changed from last year, we added about another $19 billion in new construction to that from 1 year ago today, that with 19,000 properties. So 19,000 properties, in terms of perspective, the city of North Van has about 18,200 properties, or Vernon has about 18,300. So we're adding something the size of the city of North Van every year to the assessment roll. And the other piece that I would let you know is that for the last 3 years now, we've had a frozen tax levy. So what that means is that the for the property owners paying a levy to us, 3 years ago they paid $40, you know, last year they paid $40, and this year they'll pay $40. So what we're doing with a constant revenue, which means that one of the most important things that we can do is have a good partnership with you so that we can be really efficient in how we're transferring information. So I want to talk to you about three programs that we have underway to try and improve the quality of the product that we give to you every year. First program I want to talk about is something we call desktop review. So one of our challenges is not getting the new data on the roll. So those 19,000 properties that I mentioned, we're really set up to make sure that we get all the new construction on the assessment roll. One of our real challenges is taking the majority of the assessment roll, that other kind of 99%, and keeping that inventory up to date. Because as we know, people change properties over time. They put additions on, they renovate, you know, they subdivide, they do all kinds of things. So the challenge for us is how do we take, you know, that almost 2 million properties and keep that data up to date. And what we had been doing is sending our staff out to the properties, but as you can imagine, as the volume of work grows and you got the same amount of staff, that gets a little harder. There's only so many properties that our staff can get to. So we said, well, what if instead of sending the staff to the property, we bring the information about the property to the staff? And that was how we created the system that we now use called Desktop Review. And what that really means is that we get out there and we collect data in the form of aerial photos and street front photos, and we literally digitally ship that data to the appraiser at the desktop, and they use that information to reassess properties. So that has been an incredibly efficient operation for us. Over the last 5 or 6 years, we've reassessed 470,000 properties that way. So of the almost 25% of what's on the assessment roll. And just to give you an idea of the impact that has had, we've added, through just the desktop review program, $3.3 billion in new construction. So this is inventory that we have added, typically because someone has done something to their property without taking out a building permit. So the only way that we can add that data is by actually discovering it. So we've added about $3.3 billion. The impact that that has had on annual tax collection, because from your perspective, this is new, it's like new construction coming to the assessment roll, is an additional $11.3 million in local taxes and an additional $6.3 million in school taxes. So what we have found is that for every dollar that we invest in the desktop review program, it's returning $3.32 in additional taxes in the form of new construction. So that's a really important program. And what part of what's really important about this is that a lot of the imagery that we're collecting, particularly the aerial images, is exactly the same things that local governments are collecting. So even if we can get into cost sharing, if we can partner when we're hiring the planes to fly and take the photos, we can each reduce our costs of collecting that by 50%. So one of the things our staff do in the areas that we're planning to fly each year, because we do each year, is contact all of those local governments to say, look, this is our program. We plan to be flying your area in a couple of years. Would you like to cost share? And we have been able to do that in many instances. In other instances, you have up-to-date photos, which you've provided to us, and we can simply use. Second program that I want to talk about is something that we just piloted last year, and it's really a standardized building permit. So we receive annually about 60,000 building permits. And as you can imagine, you know, 189 local governments, we get those 60,000 permits in about 189 different ways. And then our staff need to interpret them and need to get that into a single system, which we're going to use to assess the properties. So again, we took a little different perspective and we said, well, what if we provided the local governments with a tool, with a standard tool, where they could give us, you know, really the small portion of building permit information that we need to get on the assessment roll, and then we could read that data directly into our system. That would save a lot of staff time. It would be more accurate because it would be coming from the local government, and it'd be read directly into our system. So we did a pilot last year with seven local governments just trying out a new system, and under that pilot, we added just under $2 million in new construction. So we see this as having a huge potential to get the assessment roll up to date, which ultimately means you get an accurate tax base, which really means you get one that has the full new construction on it. This year, we've signed up 15 local governments that have agreed to work under this program, with another 14 in process that are saying, yeah, we're interested in that and being part of that. So this electronic permit feed will be available in May of this year. We're doing training in April to help the local governments, you know, make sure we all do it consistently. So I would encourage you to talk to staff, to get them to contact the local assessment office, and if you've got some interest in learning more about this program. The third project that I want to talk to you about is something called Parcel Map BC. What Parcel Map BC is really, in, you know, I'm like a non-technical person, so the way that I describe this is it's like a single digital map for the province of BC, which shows all of the legal parcels. Now, you all have electronic mapping systems in your municipalities. The challenge that an organization like BC Assessment has with using those systems, and you're wonderful about sharing them, we have access to everything, is that there isn't anything that's consistent across a municipal boundary. So what we need to do is we need to learn to work with all of the different systems. And really the future in analyzing property data is to do it through, you know, through images, through digital maps, through photos, really all of the work is being done that way. So there are other organizations that are also interested in having a single digital map across the province, and one of them is the Land Title and Survey Authority. So the Land Title and Survey Authority has taken on the job of building this single, complete, trusted, sustainable map, which they will keep up to date as the surveyors survey new parcels. They will automatically be built into the system and keep it up to date. So getting to a future where we can have one single digital map for the province is fantastic for an organization like BC Assessment, where we build systems, and the more that we can build them to work with a single input, the more efficient they can be. But it's also of real interest to utilities who are trying to figure out where development is going and want to build their infrastructure to support that. So one of the things, again, that's really important to us is our partnership with you. So our interest is in you really signing on and adopting this single parcel map for the province, which for many of you means very little change because you have very high-quality mapping systems already, and really the base that you're operating from would look very similar to a single province-wide base. But there will be others where you'll need to make adjustments to your base mapping if you want to adopt the single provincial map base. So what BC Assessment, recognizing that, has actually set up a grant program. Our board of directors, of which Richard is a part, were enthusiastic about supporting a grant program for local governments to provide some funding to help them adjust their mapping systems to a single parcel map across the province. So again, this is information that's available to you, to your staff. All you have to do is contact the local assessment office, happy to come and talk to you about it and explain what's available. So I wanted to talk to you about those three programs because they're all areas that are working well and would work even better with your enthusiastic support. Again, you know, our partnership is so important. I really encourage you to reach out to our office, and I encourage you to have your staff be responsive when we reach out to you. At the end of the day, we're kind of all in this together. We're really part of the equation to ensure that you're able to raise revenue to provide service. So the better relationship we have with you, the better job we can do for you, the more that we share, the more effective we can all be, and ultimately the more accurate and reliable tax base that we can provide to you. So thank you very much. That's it for my remarks, and I'll turn it back to Richard.
Thanks, Connie. Connie's going to be available outside at her booth if you've got some questions for her. That's it for now. It's about 15 minutes before the next sessions. The large urban is going to be in here, and the small communities is going to be next door at 1 o'clock. Thanks for your attention.